TH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM and also KCPP 1140 AM, the GRN app, the live stream at grnonline.com. We're so glad that you're with us. So many different ways that we are broadcasting. In fact, last Monday, we were doing the social media broadcast as well. Today, we're not. I think we're going to be getting that back. Is
yes,
that right?
It will be coming back after the 25th anniversary because I need to make more graphics for it to be more functional.
All right.
And I can't do that right now.
Yeah, I know. You're extremely busy, and we all are. And this is a really exciting week here at the Guadalupe Radio Network because, as you know, I mean, if you don't know, then you haven't been listening to Catholic Radio. When people say, oh, you got your anniversary coming up? I'm like, you do not listen to Catholic Radio, do you? Because we've been promoting this so much over the last few months. And it's all going to culminate this Saturday with our big event. About 2,000 people are expected at the Plano Event Center. And we did cut off registrations. I was telling you for weeks on this program, sign up. It's a free event. And as of right now, I think there's still, you know, a wait list, and whether you can get in or not, I'm not sure, but it is going to be great. If you are planning on coming, get there early. The doors open at 7:30. The program starts at 8:30, and I get to be the guy that greets you. You know, I'm so excited. I mean, did you ever think about this, Cecil? Just kind of looking out at a crowd of, you know, I imagine, you know, that around that time, because it's going to be right before Mass, probably close to 2,000 people. Mm. And I'm just like, what am I going to say? You know,
I hope you figure that out between now and Saturday.
I got a few days to work it out.
You got a few days to think about it. Yeah.
I'm not going to say, you know, what
I think you should start with hello. Maybe hello.
Hello. Hello. That's a good start. Yeah.
Welcome. I'm really good. I've got more where that came from.
You're like the speechwriter, Cicely.
You know, maybe
that's
we should
so
switch
exciting.
Places. Do you want to finish the graphics and I do the MC?
No. People would be so unhappy with the graphics. People would be running out. But, you know, speaking of, you know, 25 years of Catholic evangelism, I am so excited about this because tomorrow morning I'm going to go on Morning Joy as I always do on Tuesdays, and Cicely's always on Wednesdays at about 6:40 or so. And I sent my topic idea over to Keith and Tim, and I hope they approve this because I'm so excited about it. And the topic is, what did St. Thomas Aquinas say about evangelization in the Summa Theologia?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And the truth is, very little.
I was going to say, I imagine, and maybe not as much as if he had written it today, might say.
Now, why would that be? I have my theories. Well, why would he not mention evangelization?
My uneducated theory is that there wasn't as large of a need for evangelization at his time period.
Right.
And that wasn't the main concern, maybe. Whereas now, well, you know, after the Protestant Reformation and you know, it just a lot more division in religion going on.
Exactly. I mean, it was a totally different time. And he laid out the and it also was a very Catholic culture. I mean, this is a time of Christendom.
And where he was living was a very Catholic area
and
of the world.
It also would be a great tie into like Medjugorje. You know, mm-hmm. Like in Medjugorje, not that everybody's perfect, but you probably don't have to evangelize in Medjugorje because everybody's Catholic and pretty much everybody's living the faith. So I'm going to connect it to our pilgrimage to Medjugorje. And it was a Catholic culture. And like you said, you didn't have the Protestant Reformation yet. And they're still trying to figure out the kind of the synthesis of like Greek philosophy and Aristotle and Christianity. So just a different time, but that'll be the topic tomorrow. So anything else about the event this Saturday? I know people are asking about parking and the order of events and what we're allowed to tell you is what I've pretty much said. 7:30, the doors open. 8:30, the program starts. 9:00 Mass with Father Chris Alar, you know, the main celebrant, Monsignor Pope, I think is going to be in there as well. And throughout the day, you have talks from Deacon Hero Brooke Sivers and Jerry Usher and Debbie Giorgiani and Monsignor Pope and, of course, Matt Maher concert. And it's all going to be over by about 7 o'clock in the evening. 6:30, 7 o'clock should be over. And there's a surprise at the end. There's going to be a couple of surprise announcements.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about,
yes,
right?
There are surprises abundant.
Yeah. So I can't tell you because then
it's
no longer be a surprise.
I think it's kind of fun. You just have to come and just, you know who the speakers are. You know some of the things are going to happen. But it's just going to be kind of fun just to let the day unfold.
Yeah. So there's another, okay, maybe I shouldn't say anything. But there's something going on.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, Dave, you're so close.
I'm on dangerous territory here. But all right, so if you still want to get on the waiting list, go to grnonline.com/anniversary. And if you are already on the list, well, we'll see you on Saturday. Looking forward to it very much. And thanks also to all the people who have offered to volunteer for the event as well. The other thing I want to talk about is this past weekend, Cecil and Julian Placino, our new Fort Worth general manager, and I, Martine on the Spanish side, all had the pleasure of going out to St. Michael the Archangel Parish in Grand Prairie with thanks to Father Marco Rangel, the pastor, who is out of town. We didn't see him, but Father Joshua was there. There was another priest there last night I didn't get a chance to meet. But you were there for the morning masses. Any takeaways or what were your thoughts of St. Michael the Archangel Parish?
Well, it was my first time getting to go to that parish, and it was really beautiful. They have a newer building that was built in the last 4 years, I believe, about 4 years ago it was put up, and it's really large, and it's got mm-hmm. some beautiful stained glass in the sanctuary, and it just felt like a very alive parish. Like, in between the masses, there was a lot of bustling happening. They're collecting donations, for one thing. VBS is happening, coming up, and they're selling, you know, burritos. It's just a very, you just felt very alive parish, very welcoming, and so I really enjoyed my time there. I got to speak at 9 a.m. Mass, and then Julian spoke at the 11 a.m. We had some great conversations with people who came over to the tables, some people who've listened to Catholic radio, some who haven't but had heard of us, and some who had never heard of us and are excited to tune in or get the app on their phone. So it was good to see.
Mm-hmm. I saw one of my former students at Bishop Dunn came up and recognized me, and it was so cool. And then the principal of St. Augustine they merged two parishes over there.
Oh, is it
Texas.
St. Philip and St. Augustine?
St. Philip and St. Mm-hmm. Augustine, the principal over there came up and said hello. But it is such a good thing to be out and about, because radio is very remote, you know, other than like the guest who I'm about to introduce you to here in a moment, who's in studio with me and Cecil. I can't see you. And so you're out there, we're here, but when we get out to the parish, it gives us a chance to shake your hand and visit with you. And thanks to everybody who, you know, did stop by the table yesterday and pick up the app card and, you know, all that. And I was there again last night for the 7 o'clock mass. That's a late mass, you know, 7 o'clock. Not many parishes have 7 o'clock masses
anymore.
Especially
7 o'clock English mass. I feel like it's especially unusual, unless you're on a college campus. They often will there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They had that last chance mass. I think at Benedictine, they have an 8 o'clock mass.
I want to say, I think you're right on that.
Yeah,
yes.
8 o'clock. It's like, how late can we push this mass? All right. And yesterday morning, I also had the honor and privilege of going out to St. John Vianney Parish in Cleburne, Texas. And that's where our friends Joel and Elizabeth Victory are parishioners. Father Scott Wooten is the pastor. And the reason my wife and I and our son went out there and our daughter was because, you know, we had done the pilgrimage to Medjugorje a few weeks ago. And this was an opportunity, since Elizabeth, who's a member there at St. John Vianney Parish, had organized it. She wanted the parish community to hear testimonies from people who had gone to Medjugorje about our experience there. And so, and I know, Cecil, you know these folks. David Sheehan spoke, and Claire and Adam and me and Paula spoke. And there was a, you know, respectable crowd, maybe a few dozen people that were there in the social hall to hear about us. And I think, you know, I don't know. My message was just go out there. If you get a chance, like at least once in your lifetime, I think you should go to Medjugorje. The church has now given it its neo-obstant, which means there's no obstacles. There's nothing, you know, blocking. Nothing has been said in these messages that go against church teaching. And it's a really peaceful, amazing place. And so certainly, you know, recommend it as well. All right. So life is pretty much consumed with this 25th anniversary event. Is there anything else that Is there anything else in our world other than what's happening for Saturday?
I'm going to be honest. It's really hard for me to think of anything else. We've been planning this event for so long. It's hard for me to like even think past this. But I know that we're, before we know it, Dave, it's going to be fall festival season. We're going to be in a very new season in our Catholic radio life.
Yeah, this has become very, very all-consuming. But, you know, on a more kind of day-to-day basis, I just want to say that we're still looking for volunteers. We'd love to have you help us with parish talk. We're going to be going out to a lot of parishes during the summer. And if you like to public speak and you don't mind going out, you know, maybe spending a weekend, a Sunday once a month or so, and go out and visit a different parish and meet a different community, it's really a lot of fun. And you get a broader experience of the local church rather than, you know, just your parish. and you get to meet new priests and, you know, that kind of thing. So if you're interested in volunteering, or well, there's other opportunities for volunteering, from doing production to making phone calls and things that around the office, just email kath@grnonline.com. You can also email kcpp@grnonline.com if you're in the Fort Worth Diocese. Now that we have Julian, we've kind of split up our duties. So that is it. We've got an interesting show here for you. In just a moment, I'm going to introduce you to Christine Antolin, who heads up 40 Days for Life 365 here in North Texas. And in the second half of this show, we are back with our regular CPLC segment with Tom Rudy, and he's going to bring in a couple of wonderful ladies, Ray Bechtel, who's the new events manager, and also Ellen Rossini. Not an unfamiliar name or voice in Catholic radio. She is the new director of advancement. So a lot of change is going on with the CPLC. So this is an all pro-life show as we talk about pro-life issues, both with 40 Days for Life and also the CPLC. And we are right on time, 10 after now. And good time for me to bring Christine Antolin into the conversation. And Christine, how are you? Good to see you.
Great. Thank you, Dave. And it's great to be back. I really appreciate it. And yeah, you really got me wishing I could be there. The anniversary celebration.
You didn't get your tickets.
Well, I knew when you announced it, I was like, because you have great speakers in the concert. Oh, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. But we are going to be in Canada for a nephew's wedding.
Okay. So well, that's a good excuse.
We'll be praying you have a great time.
Up in the Great White North.
Yes.
You know, as we talk about your segment and also the CPLC, you know, the last few years have been such a whirlwind in the pro-life movement in a good way, because we saw the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And that was really a seismic shift, I think, in the way that, you know, pro-life groups are handled. And here in Texas, where abortion is no longer legal, things changed. And so, and of course, 40 Days for Life changed. So let's, and I know you have some very specific things you want to talk about, like a retreat coming up, and of course the need for, you know, 365 days a year to be out there on the sidewalk praying. But just talk about the landscape right now and how it is. We're not, what is it, 2-3 years past the overturning of Roe v. Wade? It's been a while now, hasn't
it?
Yes,
I know. Time just kind of goes by quickly.
It goes by fast. But yeah, how would you describe the environment right now?
Well, praise God, we are so grateful for the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm.
But from my understanding, from people in the experts in the field, is that abortion is happening, unfortunately, now more than ever in Texas, even though it's illegal.
Really?
Yes. Because
actual abortions or people being referred out of state?
My understanding from the reports is because of the abortion pill.
People
are doing it at home. And also, unfortunately, Planned Parenthood is still facilitating abortions, that they are helping people go out of state to get them and telling them where they can get the pill, et cetera. In fact, you know, that, like, I've just heard a tragic story where there was a woman who had went out of state to have an abortion, and her sister was just so hurt and so devastated by that. And she was 4 months along. But just that the heartbreak that's out there, we're still seeing it, still hearing it on the sidewalks and in the conversations that we just have with people that God brings into our path.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it certainly is good news, but it does change the way things. And one of the changes with 40 Days for Life, when they started, of course, it was a 40-day period. And I remember when it first started. And then, of course, Dallas was the second city to take on 40 Days for Life after College Station. And then there might be another one the next year, later on in the year, but it was always in 40-day segments. But then when the 365 came along, that changed everything. And now it's every day of the year, right?
Yes, that is an option that they added a few years ago. And so where we're where we're at in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is that there are 10 Planned Parenthoods, unfortunately, still in the DFW area. So we are striving to pray with the 365 component. All 10 of them, we're doing it all year round, 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. So obviously that's a lot of people. That's at least 240, mm-hmm, because we are wanting ideally two people to cover each hour in prayer from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
At 10 different locations.
Yes. So that's like 240 people a day that we're looking to help cover those hours. So,
and how is that going? I would imagine it's more challenging because a lot of people have that idea that it's like, you know, we won, it's over, and so there's no longer a need. That you have to fight that constantly, don't you?
Yes, that is still one of a major component, as well as when you're doing it all year round. Like you mentioned, the 40 days, like most of us can say, okay, I'll make that commitment for 40 days. I can do it once a week so even like with the 365, that's all year and it's kind of daunting, but we need so many more people. But even if you can't come out to pray every week, there are some people who do, but even if you can't come every week, if you can come twice a month, once a month, you know, and invite a friend, that still makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Is there like an online sign up sheet, or what if somebody wants to find out where the closest location is or hours that they can do, what should they do?
Visit prolifedfw.com. Again, that's prolifedfw.com. And that's where there's information in a button to click here to sign up to pray. And when you go there, you'll see all 10 of the locations of the Planned Parenthoods with their addresses. And then when you click on that button, it takes you straight over to 40 Days for Life. And then they have a great sign up thing with the calendar to sign up and other really great resources.
How is 40 Days for Life structured? Because I went to their website, 40daysforlife.com, and of course they are still kind of an umbrella group, but then they've got other groups. So you don't work, so to speak, for 40 Days for Life, or what's the relationship between, I guess,
yes,
for lack of a better word, corporate and, you know, the local effort?
So they have the headquarters that they orchestrate everything out around the world for, and then they have just places where people have their local vigils. And the vigil campaigns we're just vigil campaigns. We're not paid. We're not really hired by 40 Days for Life headquarters. But they are tremendously wonderful at providing support for us. And one of the other side notes that is new since the last time I was here, we now have for the DFW area, because we have 10 locations and it's a big task, is that we have formed a nonprofit called Pro-Life DFW Community Inc. And so again, that's Pro-Life DFW Community Inc. And if folks are able to, or if there's Knights of Columbus councils out there or Respect Life Ministries at your church, or you just feel God put it on your heart, we are open to taking donations to help cover for just the printing costs and things that we incur with this. So we're excited about that.
So your website, prolifedfw.com, which is interesting because it's probably good that we have the CPLC on right after you, because they are prolifedallas.org, prolifedallas.org. I believe that's their website. So you're prolifedfw.com.
Yes, and I've had a lot of conversations with Susan Platt over at CPLC, and they've been really supportive and great.
Yeah,
and
good.
So
it's
Terry Schaff in the Fort Worth Diocese.
Well, cool. And how, I know you and I know Bobby Warren, and you have been the two faces of the 40 Days for Life here locally. Are there others? Do you need volunteers? Is there anybody else on staff? Because you're the face of it for me.
Staff. There's just volunteers. But the other coordinator along with me is Clara Uribe. And bless her, she's great that she also is, her native language is Spanish. So if folks are, you know, wanting to have that communication, that's awesome. And she does a tremendous job with her English, too. So we're blessed. But we are really looking to have day captains to help us to fill those hours every day. So, yes, we definitely need more volunteers. And if I can lead into a little bit with the retreat, so we're very excited that we're going to have the first ever 40 Days for Life 365 DFW retreat coming up this September 5th through the 7th. And it's going to be at the beautiful Nazareth Retreat Center in Grand Prairie.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to be offering time for training and also helping to fill those hours, especially with the fall campaign coming up in September. But so it's a time also, we want to invite volunteers, and you don't have to feel like, hey, I've had to have had experience doing or leading with 40 Days for Life. We will provide that training. We just ask that if people want to sign up for the retreat, that they come with a servant heart and being willing to help us with our call/text-a-thon to help reach people. But it's also going to be a time of just also for us spiritually, for our lives, to as well as for the 40 Days for Life. So we're very excited. Oh, but I will say the spaces are very limited. That
is this like an overnight retreat? Stay there at the retreat house?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So it is the Friday evening until Sunday. There is a small little component if somebody really wants to come, but they can't for the whole weekend, just Saturday. But we really, the gifts obviously is in the whole weekend.
Oh, yeah. Is there a charge for that?
Yes. And the details are at, if you go to prolifedfw.com, I had put a link on there today that you can click on for the retreat and get more information.
Oh, wow.
So, yes.
And you'll have speakers and things like
yes,
that.
Yes, we're developing those things, but it'll be.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I think most people have made kind of the mental shift. I mean, we're well into July now, halfway through July, and people are starting to think about the fall, the school, and this next semester that's coming up. So I think people are starting to think about the fall festivals and all that. So it's time to think about this. So this is a retreat September 5th through 7th, Friday through Sunday. For 40 Days for Life 365, you can find out all the information at prolifedfw.com. My guest in studio, Christine Angelin, who is with 40 Days for Life 365 here in North Texas. So, all right, so that kind of leads into the fall campaign, because once you finish that, you're going to have just a couple of weeks before the fall campaign begins on September 24th, right?
Yes, yes. And that's why we put the retreat where it's at, is because we really want to use that time also to reach out to folks to join us in signing up to pray. So your listening audience, if they could do a huge favor, if they could go to prolifedfw.com today or this week and actually sign up to come out to pray, because we need it now. We need it all year round because the need is so great all year round. But also pick your hour that you want to come weekly for the 40 days would be such a great help. So then we can focus on reaching out to more people. And that would be such a huge help.
Yeah. You're not doing the overnight hours, are you?
No. And even that's a good point, is that during the 40 days for life, we still all year round just keep it 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
I know some of our listeners or your listeners are probably very familiar with doing those night hours, but with going all year, we're just striving to cover the day hours.
Yeah, I remember times in the past going out at 2 or 3 in the morning, and it was a surreal experience, but it was so beautiful because there would be other people out there, and you're praying with others, and it's in the middle of the night, and I always thought it was just a cool thing. But I understand the practicality of it is through
and the power of prayer. We would love to be able to do it overnight, and that also our key primary hours or priority hours are the hours that the facilities are open. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the prolifedfw.com and click on the specific location, each one of those has a note section that says what the hours are for that facility. But we also understand that some people can't because of their work schedule. So
you're doing 365, but then the campaign starts September 24th through November 2nd. So what changes, or is it just kind of ramped up because you're doing it every day anyways, but now when this campaign comes along, is that because it coincides with the campaign that Four Days for Life is doing and everybody's doing it at the same time? But how, from your standpoint, is it going to be different? You're just hoping more hours are filled, more people doing it, or what else?
Yes, because 40 Days for Life headquarters, they do ask and require that if you're doing all year round, they still want you to do the 40 days. And that also, one of the things I'd like to ask for the listeners is, if you are at a Catholic church, a Protestant church, wherever, we would love to have a sign up table, before the fall campaign. So I think the fall campaign is still great in the sense that we gives us opportunities to go into churches and people are looking for more of, you know, what's going on with 40 Days for Life, et cetera. So if they can, you know, contact us through prolifedfw.com and let us know, we would be more than happy to, you know, provide the supplies and all the information to help them have folks sign up after Masses.
All right. Very good. You also mentioned in a text you sent me that you wanted to talk about people who are suffering from a past abortion and some resources that are available. Of course, there's, you know, Rachel's Vineyard, and we have done many, many interviews with the CPLC about this. But
So I guess obviously our heart is also to help prevent future abortions, but we know that statistically there are so many folks that are carrying that burden. And so I would just like to share that if you are that person listening today, if you're that person who's carrying that burden of a past abortion experience, that there is hope and there is healing. So we invite you to go. You can go to optionline.org is a great website that provides help for folks who are pregnant and not sure what to do, but also post-abortion healing resources. And like you said, Dave, the Rachel's Vineyard and Ministry Retreats is an amazing ministry out there to help folks. But We just encounter folks even on the sidewalk out there praying, you know, peacefully will come up and share the burdens that they carry from the past abortion and that...
Optionline.org. Yes. Optionline.org. The main website, prolifedfw.com, prolifedfw.com. Christine Antolin, my guest. 40 Days for Life 365. We covered a lot of ground here. The big campaign is going to be September 24th through November 2nd. The retreat is September 5th through 7th. Is there going to be a kickoff event? What can you tell us about that?
Well, we actually have a monthly meeting on the third Tuesdays that folks can ask for more information. And that's what's on the agenda for our meeting tomorrow, is that talking about what we want to do. So we will have a kickoff event. And I'm not sure if it's like the spring one where we go around to each individual ones at different days for the 10 consecutive days leading up to it.
Yeah. And how common is 365 in other parts of the country? And I know, you know, Dallas-Fort Worth, there's a you know, in many ways leads the way. And I know with the CPLC, because, you know, I remember interviewing Karen Garnett way back in the day, and she used to always say it started here, it ends here, because it did. Roe v. Wade started in the Cabell Courthouse in downtown Dallas. Are there a lot of other markets across the country that are doing it 365, or is that kind of unique to this area?
There are other ones that are doing it, but Heather Gardner, who is the program development director for that, from my understanding, there's way more that are doing just 40 days.
And
they would love to have the 40 days campaign vigil locations all go 365. Mm-hmm. So if you know somebody somewhere that is in that, you know, that's interesting, they would love to. To grow that.
Yeah.
Presence.
When I first heard about the 365, I thought, wow, that's a lot of work. I mean, it's one thing to fill up the slots for 40 days, but doing it 365, and I probably don't have to convince you how, you know, challenging it is, but that's why you do what you're doing now and why you're on the radio and asking people to get on that website and sign up. The website again is, prolifedfw.com, prolifedfw.com. And Christine Antolin is my guest. We got about 3 minutes left. What else would you like to either highlight again or any new information you'd like to share before we close things out?
I guess if anybody's listening, they're like, what is 40 Days for Life? Like, I'm not in on that memo. 40 Days for Life is peaceful prayer and fasting with community outreach to end abortion. So it's praying peacefully. It's not protesting out there on the sidewalk. It's peacefully praying for an end to abortion. And so we are standing in front of the 10 Planned Parenthoods in the DFW area. And one of the things is they always encourage not to go alone. So, you know, when you can grab a friend or a family member. The other thing I would like to also ask is the listeners is if you can please adopt an hour. Even if it's just 1 hour a week and or get your night's council to do it or your Bible study, whoever is, and what that looks like is you say, okay, we adopt Mondays at 12 noon. And it just means that you're little group or your family is going to make sure that somebody is out there. Two people are out there praying that hour every week. And so it could be a knight and his wife, or two nights, or it doesn't even have to be two nights. If that's your group, you can go grab somebody else. But then that also gives us a chance to share and bring that out to other folks.
That's a great idea. I know that was my challenge also with adoration, is that I always wanted to go to adoration and I'd go here and there. But as soon as I committed to an hour, Thursday nights at 8 o'clock is when I do adoration. Now it's just on the calendar. It's just what I do, and I don't schedule anything else for Thursday nights during the 8 o'clock
that's
hour.
That's amazing that you brought that up, because I was just thinking about Eucharistic adoration. I went a little earlier just to pray for this morning, but Father, I used to think, I don't have time, I can't do it, my schedule's too unpredictable, etc., to commit. But then from your radio station, I heard Father Ricardo a Sunday sermon that you guys were playing. I would listen on the way to work. And he said, you know, many, many of the saints would spend at least an hour a day before the Blessed Sacrament and Eucharistic adoration. And I just thought, wow, I am so far from being a saint. If this was good for them, I should try it.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I strive to do it as many days a week as I possibly can. And it has just revolutionized.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. God is so good. And that's where we just want to, if you are hurting from past abortion or anything like that, I invite you to go to Eucharistic adoration.
Yeah. Yeah. Archbishop Sheen did an hour a day. I think it was Mother Teresa said, if you're too busy for an hour a day, do 2 hours a day.
Yes.
Yeah. You ever heard that quote? Yeah.
It's
if you're too busy for an hour, then do two.
You can't come before the Son of God and not be touched. Like they say, you can't come before the sun rays and not be touched.
Yeah. Well, Christine, thanks so much. And I know we're going to be talking about maybe running some spots on the radio that will continue every day, multiple times a day, reminding people about signing up 365. For praying in front of the 10 local Planned Parenthood abortion centers. I guess they're not doing abortions there, but they are referring and they are talking to people about it as well. ProLifeDFW.com is the website. And if you're suffering from a past abortion, you can go to optionline.org.
Optionline.org. Yes, and that website is on ProLifeDFW.com.
Oh, it's all linked there? Okay.
Yeah.
And the retreat is Friday, September 5th through Sunday, September 7th at the Nazareth Retreat Center. The fall campaign begins September 24th, and there will be some kind of kickoff event around that time as well. So, Christine, thanks so much. Great to see you.
Thank you again, Dave. It's just been wonderful. Thank you.
Well, thanks. And we're going to take a break now, and we're going to continue talking about pro-life, because Tom, Rudy, and Ellen Rossini and Ray Bechtel are all coming in on the regular second Monday of the month CPLC segment to talk about what's new at the CPLC. And I think there's a lot new, and so we'll talk all about it on the other side of this break. Thanks. Stay with us.
All listeners are invited to a special healing mass with Father Joseph Wynn from the Congregation of the Holy Spirit. The special healing mass will take place on Wednesday, July 16th at 6:30 p.m. at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church in Plano. The evening will begin with Holy Mass, followed by healing prayers for all who seek spiritual, emotional, or physical healing. A healing Mass can be an extraordinary experience, offering a sense of peace and hope during difficult circumstances. All are welcome.
Once I found out my baby was not going to be healthy, everyone told me that I should terminate my pregnancy. Now every time I see a child, I feel guilty and regret my decision to have the abortion.
We at Healing After Abortion understand this pain. Whether you thought it was your only option or felt pressured to make the decision, find healing on a Rachel's Vineyard retreat on May 30th through June 1st. Call us confidentially at 214-544-CARE or visit us at racheldallas.org.
Mother Angelica, founder of EWTN, said, "Unless you are willing to do the ridiculous, God will not do the miraculous." To think that a small group of laity without any funds, without any radio experience, would launch one of the first 10 Catholic radio stations in the U.S. And for 25 years, God has provided for the GRN needs by wonderful, faithful Catholics like you. We could not have accomplished this mighty work without you.
Families from 30 different zip codes from throughout the Dallas area provide their children the Catholic classical education uniquely offered at Mount St. Michael Catholic School. A classical education respects the natural development of the child, grounds students in the tools of learning so as to delve more deeply into the content and expands the child's understanding of what is authentically good, true, and beautiful. To learn more, visit our website, msmcatholic.org. Mount St. Michael Catholic School is a sponsor of the GRN.
Have you suffered the loss of a loved one? Find comfort, understanding, and healing with the St. Monica Grief Support Group. The St. Monica Grief Support Group will meet once a week for 10 weeks. The first meeting will take place on Wednesday, September the 10th, from 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Monica Catholic Church in Dallas. For more information or to register, call 214-358-1453. That's 214-358-1453. Don't lose faith. Jesus loves you and is with you every step of the way.
This is Tony Becerra. My wife, Chris, and I own Babich & Associates. We are the oldest placement and recruitment firm in the state of Texas and proud sponsors of the Guadalupe Radio Network. We are also members of St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas. Babich & Associates offers candidates insights into the current job market and provides professional candidates we have interviewed on a face-to-face basis to our employers. Our number to call is 214-823-9999, or you can find us on the web at Babich, B-A-B-I-C-H, .com.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the Good News Show. It is July 14th, 2025. Do you know the historical event that happened on July 14th? Any history buffs here? That was the storming of the Bastille to start the French Revolution back in... Yeah, were you going to say that? Yeah, of course you were. Now, anyways, that I'm a history buff. I like French history. It's very interesting. So, well, welcome. I mentioned a little while ago that this is going to be an all pro-life show, and I'm very delighted to be back in with our CPLC segment, which we do on the second Monday of every month. And leading the charge is Tom Rudy. He is chief of staff of the Catholic Pro-Life Community. You can find them online at prolifedallas.org. And he's brought a couple of wonderful ladies into the studio. Ray Bechtel is the new events director, and she is here along with Ellen Rossini. Wow, Ellen Rossini is a very familiar face and voice to Catholic radio, and she is the new director of advancement for the CPLC. So welcome to all of you. And
Thank you. So excited
to hear what's going on, because I know there's a lot of change in the air, and you said, man, I got a big announcement to start things off. So do you want to start us off,
Tom? Yeah, well, you know, the last time we were here, we talked about the approval that the coming together of Bloom Pregnancy Center and CPLC. Well, I'm here to tell you that it has happened. They are physically in the building.
They're in there.
Yeah, we are set up and ready to go. We have our nurse. We have our counselors. And we are seeing clients. So it is a beautiful day, because now we are set up to really impact those moms who are in that situation of great fear. And they're in our building, and we have the nurse that says, you have beautiful life within you. And now we have the angel that's in that room and says, and don't worry, you're not alone. We're here to walk with you. So that day's come.
Yeah. So, and just kind of going back, it was Birth Choice and then Bloom. And now I remember sitting at Jim Hickey's restaurant.
Yeah.
And you came
yeah.
and we were doing a live remote broadcast during the car raffle season. And then this is one of the times you're kind of explaining the different things going on with the CPLC and kind of bringing people under the umbrella. And you always said that Bloom was going to be the first. Any other updates, or is there any other, you know, going forward plans for other folks jumping on, or how, what do you expect?
You know, there are plans, but right now we want to do this and do it really, really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reason for doing this, Dave, was to save more lives and to have greater impact in empowering moms. So let's give us 6 months and get this
6 months,
really strong.
All right.
And I think where we'll go next is what's desperately needed in Dallas is, once we reach those moms who are in that situation and they say yes and they don't have places to stay, we're going to need to find that for them. So this compound will get bigger with housing. Now we have the structure of a pregnancy center. We will have the educational center there and childcare. So this definitely is a mission that will grow.
All right. Thank you so much to Tom. And I'm wondering, who do I go to next? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Well, let me bring in Ellen Rossini, because like I said, Ellen, this is a position you used to have at
That's
the CPLC.
Right.
So you're like looping back and
yes.
Back in the saddle now. New director of advancement. Tell us how this all came about.
Yeah, so it's been 10 years since
okay.
I was in that role.
Wow.
And I've got to tell you, I didn't know that God was going to bring me back, but His hand was in this so clearly, and I'm so thrilled, and the welcome has been so warm, and I'm just delighted to see the faithfulness of our supporters that have been giving to the Catholic pro-life community and the pro-life mission for 25 years, for 30 years. It's just impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm loving it and reconnecting with old friends.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful.
Yeah, cool. That's that does bring back memories. I was mentioning to Christine a moment ago about the days of Karen Garnett and
yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
just the kind of some of the evolution throughout the years with the CPLC. So awesome. We'll have you make an appeal here in a second, if in case any of our listeners are like, I want to support the CPLC, and I'm sure you'll give them a website or something like that. Let me also bring in Ray Bechtel, new events director for the CPLC. Ray, how are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I'm great.
Yeah, make sure you come up real close to that microphone there. So tell us about yourself. I'm trying to remember. Have you been in studio before? Yeah, I
just
know
once.
You have. Okay, one time. When was that? What were the circumstances?
That was in 2019,
okay.
maybe.
Wow.
I was working at the Bishop's Invitational for
All
Catholic
right.
schools.
Right before the world went crazy, right?
Yes, that's it.
So you were part of the CPLC, working for the... tell us what was that about?
So I've jumped around a little bit. I was at the Bishop's Invitational with the diocese, and
okay.
then I moved to Bishop Lynch High School, Go Friars, and now I'm at CPLC, completely
yeah.
providential, and I love to run golf tournaments.
Were
I
we
guess.
Doing a broadcast like out at the, mm-hmm. like the outside? Okay,
yep.
okay,
because sure
so I've never interviewed you in the context
no.
of CPLC. All right, okay, then yeah, my sister graduated from Lynch, and so I have a
awesome.
connection to Lynch. So tell us, how did this whole joining the CPLC come about? How long you been with them, and a little bit about your position, if you can.
I've been with CPLC for just over a month, about a month and a half now. They've been the greatest opportunity. It's a mission that's near and dear to my heart as a single mom, so I'm loving it. It was providential, and getting to work with Ellen has been really amazing. So we're excited to see what
y'all
the future
know each
holds.
Other already.
No,
really,
no.
but we are kindred spirits, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. So, new events director.
Yes.
What falls under new events? I know you got a golf tournament coming up here.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
So we have a golf tournament in September. It'll be the same events as usual. We're bringing back a couple of things, including the Christ Child Market.
Oh, you're bringing that back?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I miss
that
really
so much. I mean, seriously, that was one of my favorite events
Good.
Of all. Because to me, it would usher in the Christmas season. We'd always go out and do a live broadcast
mm-hmm. yes.
if you want to invite us back, you know. But don't you agree? Did you always just love that event? I really did. So okay, what was I'm glad you did, but has it been gone for 2 years now?
No, we missed it 1 year.
Just 1 year.
But
yeah.
people really missed it, Dave.
I really did. Yeah, I remember. I think we were talking about that in the air. I was like, gosh, they're not doing it this year. This is
yeah.
what a bummer.
Yeah, it's coming back,
so
but with a twist.
That, huh?
With a twist, it's going to be a brunch.
Oh, is that right? And then, there used to be a meal associated
yes,
with it.
Yes, there was
yeah.
always a lunch. I think
okay.
you emceed.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to have Tom emcee this year. We didn't tell him that yet.
Oh, no, you did not.
Well, you did now. So you're the emcee.
Thank you very much.
All right, very good. So you're in charge of that. Now, what about the big spring, event? I mean, you had one earlier this year. That was a big event. Is that going to continue?
Yes,
or?
That'll okay. be the Bishop's Dinner.
Yeah.
It's going to be an exciting year.
And it all falls under your plate.
Yes.
On your, oh, wow, okay.
But we've got a great okay. team at CPLC, so everyone's going to work on it together. I'll just try not to pull too far away from everyone's jobs.
Yeah. I know these things I'm talking about in the future, although the Christ Child Luncheon, that's not too far in the future.
Yes.
Boy, we're,
November 15th. Mark your calendars.
Okay, November 15th.
We love 15th. It. It'll be at St. Paul Parish Center.
Oh, okay.
So new location, but it's going to be the same beautiful event that it's always been. We're excited.
Yeah, I've been to some events over there. It's like the center is like off from the church, right?
That's right.
Like it's its own building. Yes. I think Catholic Charities has had their events over there. I've been there before. All right, so September 30th, the 25th annual CPLC Golf Classic. Ray, what can you tell us about that and how can people be involved?
That's it. So we've moved. We're going to Prestonwood Hills. Up in Plano, and we're moving and grooving. We just got everything solidified. We had a slight change in venue, but we're thankful for this 25th year. We've got some really good sponsors. Saint Systems and Adam Anderley are back for the 13th year as our title sponsor. And so we're moving in forward. We've got about 29 spots left for teams.
Okay.
But
so like foursomes, is that
yes,
what teams
all
are?
Foursomes on a scramble format. We'll have a shotgun start about 12:30 that day, lunch provided. Lots of fun and games to do before you hit the course.
I'm just thinking. I've never done a golf tournament. I'm just not a golfer. I mean, I would slow everybody down considerably.
How about you join the cart and you and I'll just drive around?
That works. We need cart guys.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. It'd probably be a lot of fun, you know, being out there like the Bishop's Invitational and things like that. So
golf tournaments are fun. And you know, I think back. So this is the 25th anniversary and. Jim Walker, who just passed this year, may he rest in peace, he got this thing started in 2000. And so, and he also started the baby banks. We were going to talk about that today. Baby bank campaign is still going strong. I've come back and like, baby banks are a thing.
And you know, there was something 25 years ago, obviously that was a jubilee year. That was the year 2000. But that's when the GRN started its first station. You know, we're this, you know, Saturday having our big event. But
congratulations.
I can't tell you how many groups I've interviewed in the last a few months that said they're in their 25th anniversary. Yes. So that was an anointed year, which also this is an anointed year because this is a jubilee year as well. So there's a lot of good things going on as are evidenced by the enthusiasm that y'all are all showing for what's going on. So, all right, Ray, so anything else about the golf tournament? You've got some slots left. You need volunteers or sponsors or anything like that?
Yes, I need sponsors. Haven't quite figured out the volunteers yet, but we always need sponsors. We'd love to have everyone out. This is an event that fills up pretty quickly and sells out. I think every year it's sold out. So.
Oh, yeah.
Limited availability. Okay. As open as it is right now, we got to get people on board before all my slots are gone.
And this is a competition, right?
It is strong competition.
Yeah, yeah. And is there a particular parish or group that typically does really well? Or are you a good golfer yourself, Tom?
I used to be. I had children, so I stopped golfing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, all right, cool. Well, you mentioned the baby banks.
Yes.
Tell us about that, Ellen.
Yeah, that's one of our parish programs. And what's so beautiful about baby banks is that half the proceeds are retained by the Parish Respect Life Ministry to spend on pro-life initiatives at their parish.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be very customized if they want to bring in a speaker, if they want to organize a baby shower, or do a diaper drive for moms. Any way they want to use their proceeds, their half, for building up pro-life in their parish, they can do so. And so it's a beautiful program. And then half the proceeds come to run the large-scale ministries, the Gabriel Ministry and the Healing After Abortion and all of the programs that we're doing out of CPLC per se.
And another beautiful thing is we've seen over the last couple of years, this program has almost doubled.
Mm.
And I believe by next year it will double. Now, the important thing here is those are voices. Those are new voices. Other people are getting engaged in life, families, mothers, fathers, and children. So it is a beautiful testimony of things are going in the right direction in the community.
And this is parish-based, right?
Yes.
And so when you say double, there's you're expecting twice as many parishes to be involved?
Yes, that is true. And twice the amount of revenue coming into those parishes and to pro-life. So both things doubling. And it's really a testimony to a couple of years ago, we just restarted the Respect Life Ministries because Bishop Burns said, I don't see voices out there. Mm-hmm. We don't have movement. So we started creating Respect Life Ministries, putting them back, and we're up to 35 active, and we won't stop until we're at all 78.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing that we struggle with, and Cicel and I have been working, and our new general manager for Fort Worth, and is getting into the parishes, mm-hmm. getting involvement, yeah. On the ground, getting reps at the parishes. Does that fall under your responsibility?
No, actually,
somebody kind of representing the CPLC at every parish? Do you have those kind of people?
Yeah, so that would be under our parish engagement ministry, and okay. the director of that is Ann Rudy.
Do you know her?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay, so I was going to say.
But I'm at St. Paul Parish, and just for example, we've had a very vibrant Spanish-speaking Respect Life ministry for a while, but yeah. we needed to engage the English side. And we had our kickoff meeting, and there were 15 people there, and there was so much passion and interest in people saying, it was time for me to get more involved. And what we also heard there is it's not just abortion, which of course is primary and very, very important, but also end of life. A lot of interest in really reaching people and bringing love and Christ's spirit to those at the end of their journey. So that's also an important part of Respect Life.
All right. We are talking our regular CPLC segment of the Good News Show. This has been going on for many, many years. Monday, second half of the Good News Show, have Tom Rudy, who is Chief of Staff of the Catholic Pro-Life Community. They're located online at prolifedallas.org, along with Ray Bechtel, who is the new events director and has a very full plate of activities coming up, including the golf tournament, which is going to be on September 30th, 25th annual CPLC golf tournament at the clubs of Preston Wood, at the Hills in Plano. And also Ellen Rossini coming back after 10 years
Yay.
Of being the new director of advancement for the CPLC. So what else is going on?
Well, I can give a few thanks. We just finished our drive Prime Days, and over 4 days, we had come in over 115 very, very needed items from, baby registries such as baby carriers and bottles and lotions, all the toiletries. So it's a huge help to us. So we thank all those people who are so generous. Another thing I'd like to thank is our Healing After Abortion team. They just conducted one of their retreats last weekend. And I tell you, every time we do this, it just moves this whole organization. I just want to read one of the testimonies, very short, of a young lady who came from there. She said, "I arrived believing myself to be a horrible mother. Nothing I had ever, everything I did was failure, and my family knew it. Now I know that God has forgiven me, and I am ready to face life and continue caring for my children that I have at home. I'm a renewed mom again."
That's awesome.
Yes, yeah. It is beautiful.
Yeah, and those kind of comments, that's one of the things I love doing. I love doing the interviews, and I've done many of them mm-hmm. about Rachel's Vineyard, and also the testimonies, because a lot of times when a woman or a man has gone through those, they'll come back and they'll offer to help out afterwards. And it's pretty cool to see lives change. So thanks for that testimony there, Tom. All right, what else? Go ahead, Ellen.
Yeah, so we have a Gabriel Angel training in English coming up August 23rd. And I just want to share part of a testimonial from one of our moms that came into the Gabriel program that walked with an angel. She said, "I could not have done this without my angel. She guided me, mentored me, and lovingly reprimanded me when I needed it. I know I have been her most challenging mom, and I think she has definitely earned her wings. She made me and my daughter feel a part of her family by including us in her family gatherings. Her granddaughter and Mia have become best buddies. I value the guidance and friendship that my angel gave to me and am forever changed by having her in my life." So I want to invite any woman who is touched by that and would like to help a young mom who really needs that angel in her life to be that spiritual mentor and friend. It's life-changing.
I remember in the past, the Christ Child Luncheon and the Gabriel program were always intertwined. Is that still the case, Ray? Is that going to be a fundraising event and a presentation of the Gabriel Angels? Is that going to be the connection
yes,
still?
Yes, absolutely. The main goal for that Christ Child Luncheon, well, brunch, is to celebrate the moms who are completing their GEMS training, their GEMS
courses.
Yeah, courses.
So we're going to celebrate them big, make a big deal for them because they've gone through it and they're doing really big things moving forward.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned the, you know, for people who are listening and may not even be familiar, maybe they've never been to one of these, the Christtale Luncheon you mentioned is going to be November 15th, and it's really kind of crafts, arts and crafts, and where do y'all get all those? Or where does the everything that you sell, because it's kind of the beginning of Advent and moving into Christmas season, and so it's an opportunity to shop and get all those cool things that people like during that season, right?
Yes,
so where do they come from?
So they come from vendors. We're going to have vendor tables, and they're going to be in the foyer and then in an extra room that they have there at the parish center. And so we invite anybody who's got a craft, especially, but not exclusively, something that is Christ-centered, to contact us, and we'd be happy to find a table for you and have you included in that event.
All right. Yeah, I'm so excited that you guys are bringing that back. I'm having, I had like withdrawals last year, like the Christ Child withdrawal. All right, we just are down to a few minutes remaining, and again, Tom Rudy is Chief of Staff, Ray Bechtel, new Events Director, and Ellen Rossini, the new Director of Advancement for the CPLC. ProLifeDallas.org is their website. I can always tell when somebody's got like something on their mind. Tom, what
October 25th, Prince of Peace. Mark your calendars. We are bringing in Father Spitzer.
Oh, really?
He is doing a healing of the culture. It's a half-day breakfast and talks. It's going to be extraordinary. And we're looking forward to 600 people attending. So look for this soon.
Did you say Prince of Peace?
Prince of Peace.
A parish, okay.
Yes,
Prince and of for Peace. People who are not, Father Robert Spitzer, Jesuit priest.
Correct.
I know he lives out west, and he is really bright. We had him come in for our summer speaker series about 5 years ago.
Yes.
And I was surprised because I know he's mostly blind. And but I was just like, how's he going to get here? But everything went fine. And it was very well attended and people really loved it. So that's going to be very popular. He's super smart.
Super, super smart.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Well, you guys aren't letting any grass grow under your feet, are you?
No.
Things are moving along. All right. So
how about that pro-life mass, Tom? Do you want to announce
pro-life mass, October 11th. And that will be with Father Jason Cargo at St. Mark's. So we will have the wonderful Edwin Burns, and he will be there doing the mass, and we'll also have Jason Cargo side by side with
him. Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so we got through a lot of stuff out there, but it's all on the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
ProLifeDallas.org, ProLifeDallas.org, and Ray, you're kind of the new face and the new person here with the CPLC. Anything else as far as events? I mean, you talked about a lot. Have y'all, gosh, next spring, you're going to have the Bishop's Pro-Life Dinner. You probably don't know who the speaker is. You can't say. Is there anything you can say? Tell about that event. Can you say it?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to push. I don't want to push myself. Do you know?
Hearing it her first.
Oh,
yeah,
you know who the speaker
first,
is. Okay.
Yeah, we do.
We've broken a lot of CPLC news
we
on
have.
This. In fact, I mean, even when I was the Pro-Life Person of the Year, I it was all kind of like a surprise announcement on this show. I was finding out for the first time as well. They had like my wife on. I mean, it was so cool. So you guys are good at suspense.
Cool.
But okay, well, tell us who's the speaker?
So Ellen and I are really excited. We've contracted with Trent Horn from Catholic Answers.
Really?
So
he
will be our speaker for the
He's
for
got
the
a huge social media following.
Yeah.
I mean,
the
Council
Trent
of Trent.
Trent Horn fans, the two of us. We're fangirls.
Yeah.
We love him.
And
but that's not why. He's the one.
And, he's from this area. He's like a parishioner at St. Elizabeth and Keller.
Sure.
And, that guy is... Oh, that's awesome. So Trent Horn is... And do you have a date set? You must have a date.
February 21st. 2026.
Yes. And you know, Dave, we sold out last year early, so we are moving it back to the Renaissance where we can have up to 1,700 people.
Oh, wow.
So we look to sell out again this year. Things are going really in the right direction, thank God.
Okay. Oh, well, we covered a lot of ground here. Thanks for coming in. It's good to see you all, and welcome aboard, Ray, and glad that you have your new position now, new events director. And again, way too much to summarize, but I guess the most important thing is whatever is next, and that would be the golf tournament, right?
Yep.
And that's going to be September 30th, and you can register. There's still openings for the foursomes, prolifedallas.org. I know when you go onto that website, it's the first thing that pops up, and then you can kind of toggle through a whole bunch of other things as well. And there's always the Healing After Abortion, the Rachel's Vineyard Retreats, and, of course, the Christ Child Luncheon's coming back on November 15th. I'm worn out. You guys yes, you are wearing me out. There's so much. All right. Well, thanks so much. And it's so great to see you again, Ellen.
Great to see you,
Dave.
It
brings back happy memories of years past. All right. And don't forget, we got a little event coming up this weekend as well. Cicely and I were talking about 2,000 people showing up at the Plano Event Center. Father Chris Alar, Deacon Harold Brooks Sivers, Matt Marr concert, Mass, Monsignor Pope. It's a huge event, and the response has just been tremendous, and Sissel's making all the graphics for it, and
I'm going to go disappear in my dungeon again and finish those up after this.
your dungeon. And we have this amazing committee and group of volunteers and have just done so much. And so I'm so excited. I hope it all goes well. And I'm going to be the MC for the first part of the day. So anyways, we'll see you all out there. And Cicely, anything else we want to say before we wrap things up here?
No, I can't. We covered so many things on the show. It's been great. I hope everyone's been taking notes because it's been great.
Yeah. And so, don't forget, I always like to mention the segments on the morning show. I'm on tomorrow at about 6:42 a.m. Cicely's always on Wednesday. And my topic tomorrow morning is, what did St. Thomas Aquinas say about evangelization in the Summa Theologia? And the answer is, very little. And why is that?
Good thing it's a short segment, Dave.
Yeah, right. About 10, 15 seconds. There's a lot of reasons for that. And so anyways, hope you can tune in then. And thank you for your support. And don't forget to visit prolifedallas.org for all the information about the Catholic pro-life community. And thanks to the guests. Good seeing you guys. All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show. KATH 910 AM, Frisco, Dallas, Fort Worth.